Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. SEPTA heard about how its proposed service cuts would affect the lives of riders as the transit agency opened a series of public hearings on its doomsday budget. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
Dozens of riders testified about the impact of SEPTA's proposed deep service cuts if the legislature doesn't provide more funding to fill a $213 million budget gap. 50 bus routes would be cut, with 5 regional rail lines eliminated. Hospital worker Lauren Montgomery said many of her colleagues wouldn't be able to get to work.
We are going to lose full departments of our hospitals if we do not fund SEPTA.
Peter Furch of Center City said he won't ride the system if trains only run every 2 hours.
Getting to a doctor's appointment 90 minutes early or 30 minutes late doesn't do me any good.
At a rally outside SEPTA headquarters, Bob Praviti of the Save the Train Coalition said cuts will not rebuild ridership.
A bare bones budget won't bring riders back.
Interim SEPTA GM Scott Sauer, after the hearing Monday, said while legislators are trying to solve a statewide budget hole, he believed lawmakers would find some way to raise revenue for mass transit. A tragic accident in the Northeast claims the life of a 3-year-old boy. It was just after 7:30 Sunday night when police say the child was struck by a car after chasing a ball into the street along Teasdale Street near Hawthorne in Mayfair. The boy was taken to the hospital where he died an hour later. Police say the driver stayed on scene. He is not facing charges. An Ocean County woman is charged after accidentally running over and killing her 10-month-old son. 30-year-old Wendy Castillo Torres of Lakehurst is charged with causing death while driving without a valid driver's license. Prosecutors say she was behind the wheel of a vehicle that struck and killed her infant son in the driveway of a home on Grawtown Road on Saturday evening. Authorities say the boy was sitting in a bouncer seat between two vehicles while his mother cleaned the cars. At some point, officials say, Castillo Torres got into one of those vehicles to move it, but shifted into drive instead of reverse, trapping the infant between both vehicles. He was rushed to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Authorities are calling it a tragic accident. A teenager accused of starting the 15,000-acre Jones Road wildfire in Ocean County says there were about 20 people there that night, and he's being made the scapegoat. More on this from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
There was other people there, and I tried.
19-year-old Joseph Kling of Waretown told NBC 10 he kicked dirt on the bonfire and that it was almost out before he left the area.
I was the first to leave because my buddy crashed his dirt bike. I was going to take him to Soch down in Manahogan.
He's referring to Southern Ocean County Hospital. Kling says there were about 20 teens and young adults there that night. His attorney, Joseph Compitello, says the Ocean County Prosecutor's Office has a lot to prove.
Who lit this fire, why they lit this fire, and whether or not this fire actually led to the horror that took place in Ocean County.
Kling and another 17-year-old are facing aggravated arson and other charges. Philadelphia Science Action is inviting all of Philadelphia to voice their concerns with local elected officials at a science town hall. KYW's Sheridan Howard reports the topics will surround recent cuts to federal funding for the sciences and education.
Science affects everyone.
Mary Leary is a local nurse and public health advocate. She, along with Dr. Amanda Rabinowitz, a psychologist and brain injury researcher, joined 3 others from Philadelphia Science Action to provide voters a platform to voice their concerns.
So we are hosting the Science Town Hall with our partner organizations, the Science History Institute, Start Talking Science, on May 29th at 6 p.m. and get our elected officials to have a dialogue with their constituents.
Dr. Rabinowitz explained the urgency for both science and the local economy, given that top medical providers such as Penn Medicine, Thomas Jefferson, and CHOP reside in Philadelphia.
Congress is going to vote on Trump's proposed budget, and this budget includes deep cuts to science funding. So that means less research and innovation in the biomedical sciences. This is what leads to the cures of tomorrow.
PSA extended invitations to both Democratic and Republican officials. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
the All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, you can get 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Contact your local Honda dealer today. Offers applicable only to well-qualified buyers.